Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill. I need to chill. But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime, or at least I try, and at least a generation later I'm still trying to ease my soul, still trying to ease my soul.
On a magnificent Wednesday evening or Wednesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTO Radio, the comfort zone, always bringing real artists, and more importantly, real music back to their waves. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Chris Jasper. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday evening. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his new hit single, the title cut from his upcoming album due out in September, Share With Me. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on CD Baby. And as we transcend to the deeper side, smoother side of soul, gifted keyboardist extraordinaire, new fantastic album, Connected, actually featuring Grammy Award winning producer, Mr. Paul Brown, Mr. Mark Etheridge here to join us on the show. So without further ado, let's go to the lines and get Mark on the show. Mark, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, Teddy Bear. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. First and foremost, thank you for joining us this afternoon, and man, congratulations on a wonderful new album.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on your show. It's really great to be with you today. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what I was saying was, I said, I'm a stickler when it comes to music, especially when it comes to, quote unquote, as they say, contemporary jazz. To me, jazz is jazz. If it feels good and it makes you move and it takes you where you need to get to, that's all that matters. So I'm extremely impressed with the new album. How do you feel about the overall project?
Well, I have to say I'm very grateful for the chance to work with Paul Brown. He really helped guide the whole process of the recording project, and I'm very pleased with how it turned out. I was working on demos at home, and I contacted him last March of last year, just out of the blue. He didn't know who I was, and I'm new to LA, moved down here from San Francisco 2.5 years ago, and so I wanted to work with Paul because I knew, you know, he had a lot of experience with contemporary jazz, and he's really had quite a track record. And he listened to my songs and said yes. And so we started working in the studio, and he brought in just some really amazing players. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Oh, it definitely resonates through the entire project. But you know what? I want to step back in time just a little bit to 2012. Change coming. Now, I purchased the CD about a little bit over a month ago, and I went through it with like a fine tooth comb. And two of the songs on it that really stood out to me, that I really fell in love with or became really enamored with, was The Other Man and Pimp Out for Love. Pimp Out for Love.
Yeah. Those are fun tunes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me ask, how do you feel you've progressed from that perspective of your career, from 2012, from Change Coming to where you are right now with a new CD connected?
Oh, yeah. My goodness, it's like night and day. You know, at that time, that's what I was feeling. And I was writing these vocal tunes, adult contemporary pop, I guess is probably what you would call it. And I've sung for a lot of my life. I enjoy singing, but I am so much more passionate about the piano and keyboards. And so the shift to connected has really been pretty major for me. But, you know, I've always loved contemporary jazz, instrumental music. And so it feels like I'm in the right place now. I have no regrets about doing Change Coming. That was kind of a snapshot of where I was at that time in my life, but in a very different place now. And I'm really, really liking the new musical direction.
You know, and your background is in, how should I say? I mean, it's very, I don't use the term different, but as far as your upbringing, as far as the background, as far as your mother and also your father, because I know, if I'm not mistaken, your father is a minister, correct?
He was a Methodist minister, yes.
Yeah, okay. What was that like growing up in that kind of household, especially, because I know for me, secular or circular music during that time for me was like, especially the church, was kind of taboo. How were you able to get that kind of freedom, basically the freedom of expression to do what you truly love to do?
Well, you know, my parents were pretty liberal. My dad did pass away in 2011, but for a long period of his life, he was a Methodist minister, and my mom was choir director and organist and pianist at the church. But it wasn't a fire and brimstone kind of thing. I'm pretty lucky. It wasn't like terribly intense, but it was really after I left that church and got into more of a fundamentalist church that things got weird. But I'm very grateful for my parents. And you know, my mom did try to get me to take piano lessons when I was young, and I was very stubborn, and I didn't want to follow these rules. So I'm really self-taught on the piano. It was in college I started taking jazz theory courses that I was taking and applied that to the piano on my own. But I really don't have much training on piano.
I want to take it a step further. I find it interesting what you just said about no rules. You didn't want to follow any rules. And I've always thought that epitomized jazz, because there are no rules. You have that kind of that level of freedom as far as improvisation. For you, yeah. What is it like? Because it's a completely different entity when you're in the studio and creating than when you're out on stage and performing. Can you give the listeners out there some insight? What is it like for you? What kind of release is it for you when you actually get out on stage and you have an opportunity to share your music with so many listeners out there with your music?
It just feels great. I mean, I have to say, I love recording and performing equally. I love them both. I especially love connecting with listeners live, you know, at shows. It just is very satisfying. And working with the musicians on stage, you don't always know exactly how it's going to go, right? You sort of plan out a little bit of a roadmap, and then things happen, and you get inspired. And I encourage that, you know, for the band members and also to myself. I don't want to get stuck into, you know, any kind of formulaic kind of approach. I want it to feel fresh, and I think that's what Paul and I accomplished, you know, in doing the album. It you know, we didn't have like all the sequencers and drum machines. It was really pretty organic. And we went in the studio, you know, I had some demos and I had charts, kind of rough charts, just to, you know, have an idea of the tune. And then everything that the guys added I'm talking about Gordon Campbell on drums, Roberto Valli on bass, Paul Brown is on guitar, and Richie Garcia on percussion. Everything they brought just made the song so much better. And it became bigger than me and my computer, you know what I mean? So that's probably the most satisfying thing in terms of the project, is that it felt really natural, felt organic, felt like it was flowing, and it really did not feel like a lot of work in the studio, which sounds funny to say, but it felt, yeah, it felt very authentic. And on stage, I like to do the same thing, you know, and we did a couple shows. I did the first two album release shows, the first one at Spaghettini in Seal Beach. You know, it was kind of similar. It's like, okay, here's the roadmap, but let's stay a little bit loose. And I just love that those moments, you know, when the band is grooving and you don't know exactly what's going to happen next all the time, but it just feels great.
Right. You know, it's funny. I remember my father used to tell me all the time, he said, you plan trips, you plan to go on vacation, you plan to go to the grocery store. He said, one of the great things about music, especially the free flowing of jazz, the epitome of what jazz represents, is just having the ability to get on that wire, to pull everyone in. Improvisation, just when you're on that vibe, as you said earlier about everything being organic. For a listener who has yet to pick up your album, and they're going, I won't say a record store because they don't exist anymore, but they went online and they said, hey, I want to purchase this album. What would you say to them? How would you entice them? What would you say that would what would you say to them to say, hey, you know what? This is an album that I really need to pick up. What is it about this album that has you so amped that you know the listener would be thoroughly satisfied? The listening experience would be satisfying.
Well, you know, I think if you look at the success the album has had so far, I think that kind of points to why people are really resonating with this music. We've had some incredible airplay. It's still in the Billboard Top 10 Smooth Jazz chart, and it's been there for several weeks now, I think. It was on the Radio Wave Internet Airplay chart, and still in the top 5 on that chart. The thing about this music, and, you know, I don't mean this to sound egotistical or anything, but there's a feeling in it, and it's not just the sound, but there's something that people are feeling when they hear this music. And that, you know, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than the musicians in the studio. It's a feeling that is connecting with the listeners. And, you know, I was talking to my radio promoter, Jason Garoff, of Garoff Music Marketing. And, he was saying in 25 years he's been in this business, he's never seen a single like Connected move up the charts so quickly. And we're both very happy about that, but we're not sure exactly why. And I think it's just there's something fresh about it, I guess. It's not, like I said, we're not trying to be formulaic. It was just something that came very natural. And I think when you're thinking about radio programmers who are programming music and the whole radio promotion process, you can't force them to like anything, right? And the same way with listeners, you can't force people to like something. They like it or they don't. So I would just say, take a listen to it. And, you know, you're probably going to like it. People say it's very upbeat. I would say it's the happiest album I've ever made. And I'm incredibly overjoyed to share it with listeners.
I as I said, you, to me personally, listening to the entire project, you did a masterful job. And you can tell when an artist is really, truly proud of the music because it's its baby. You know, I'm not going to let my baby out if it's, if I'm not happy with it. I'm not going to release it. And it's a beautiful thing when you have so many gifted musicians come together and you have one common goal, and that's to put out a perfect, I like to call a perfect product, a listener-friendly product where you know the listeners are going to thoroughly enjoy yourself. And I want to just kind of step on just a little bit further up the road as far as music. For us that who are not musicians, every artist that I've had an opportunity to converse with, and I've always asked them to get on such a high when you're performing live, how long does it take for you to get off that high after a performance?
That's a good question. I've done a bunch of interviews, you know, in the last couple months around the album, and I think that's the first time anyone's asked me that. Great question. It takes a while. After that euphoria on stage, it takes some time to unwind. I don't know what else to really say about it, but, you know, I have, maybe I'll go home and have some cereal or, try to unwind, you know, but, I guess everybody has their, you know, their way of unwinding. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but I do forgive you. We're being joined this evening by the incredible Mr. Mark Etheridge as we get into his new album, of course, Connected. Why the title? What made you come up with that particular title, Connected? What does it represent to you as an artist?
Yeah, it actually starts with a song. The fifth track on the album is called Lost in the Shuffle. And that features Paul Brown. That was a collaboration that we did. And that really reflecting on the whole project and that song in particular, I was thinking back to my childhood. And when I was young, I was bullied a lot in school. Elementary school and junior high, especially. That was a really tough time growing up for me. I'm tall. I didn't come off as looking necessarily weak or whatever, but I just felt like I didn't fit in socially and felt very isolated and disconnected. So that's where the inspiration for Lost in the Shuffle comes in. That's reflecting on that period and that feeling of being disconnected. And the flip side of that, that's where I came up with the theme and the title track and the name of the album, Connected, is as an adult realizing, you know, that was such a long time ago, and I don't feel like a victim or anything. I feel like my life is really good right now, but and it's the perspective that I have that has really changed. I don't feel isolated at all. And that's because I see the world in a different way. And I see that we're all connected and that what we do in this world affects each other. And we're all part of this fabric, you know, this social fabric. And that's really, that's what the album's all about, our human connection.
Well, as I said, it definitely resonates. And one particular song that really resonated with me, again, the entire album is fantastic. But the track that you did with Chuck Loeb, For Your Love, is smooth as cognac, man. You did a fantastic job on that. How did you and Chuck Loeb get together and work on this project?
Yeah, I had some ideas for this song, and he kind of filled it out in the studio and laid down this amazing guitar part. It all happened very quickly. we just clicked from the beginning, and I love what he did in that song. He just got the feeling of it, very complimentary, I think, with the guitar and the piano. and of course the rest of the band. And Chuck's a great guy too. You know, he's an amazing player, but he's also an amazing person. And it was a real honor to work with him on For Your Love.
Every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, they said, you know, one of the most important things when you're working in a studio with another artist, if you have a vibe, a positive vibe with one another,
yeah.
especially when you're working with a producer that not only understands you, but they're able to bring something else out of you that's special, that's extra special. And it was definitely done on this new CD. So let's get into it, of course. Yeah. Very talented yeah. Mr. Mark Dredge featuring Chuck Loeb, For Your Love, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Incredible, Mr. Mark Etheridge, For Your Love, featuring Chuck Loeb from the new album Connected here on LOTO Radio. Mark, you know, I know as an artist, when you're as far as the interview process and people and the interviewer asking you, I mean, a boatload of different kind of questions, and I know a lot of times it can get somewhat monotonous, somewhat tedious, and I definitely understand and I can relate to that. But one of the things I would like to ask you, you know, I know a common question is, well, who were some of your influences? You know, who do you pattern yourself out as far as your keyboard playing? But we're going to flip it a little bit. We're going to turn it around. For you, who is it something for? Is there anyone in particular that you haven't had a chance to work with that you would love to work with at this very moment? And I need a top five. I need Mark Etheridge's top five list of artists, regardless of the genre, whether it's jazz, pop, rock. Who would you like to work with?
You know, I think it'd be a lot of fun to work with Dave Koz.
Absolutely.
yeah. And I'm thinking of other sax players, David Sanborn. I'd love to do more stuff with Chuck Loeb, to be honest. And as much as I could play with Paul Brown, I would be very happy. There's something economical in Paul's playing that I really like. You know, he doesn't overplay. And I think that's why we really connected on this project, is because we both like, or I should say appreciate, the space between the notes as much as the notes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to think about it some more. I just want to play out as much as I can, and I would love to work with, you know, some of the folks I mentioned and others as well. I'd love to work with some female vocalists, and I don't really have a list in front of me, but I enjoy accompanying singers. That's something I've done a lot in the past, and I like to do more of that too.
First listened actually to two of your CDs, and just listening to your music as far as the way you play, and I said it was funny to me. I said, man, you know what? I was speaking to a colleague of mine. I said, Mark reminds me so much of the character on Charlie Brown. I believe his name is Schroeder. And I said, man, it's just your ability to improvise and you becoming one with the instrument. It's very rare that you have an artist that becomes one with the instrument. I mean, it's the handful of people from Jimi Hendrix, of course, Carlos Santana, Miles Davis, the list goes on and on. How do you feel when you are on the keyboards? Do you feel a sense of relief, a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility?
Yeah, I feel at home. I feel at home. I feel very comfortable just sitting at a nice piano. I prefer a good acoustic piano over, you know, like a sampled keyboard, but whatever I have in front of me, I just, that's what I do. And I feel very lucky to be doing what I'm doing in a bigger way now too. It's just comfortable, you know, it's like putting on a nice warm flannel shirt on a cold night. Yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of putting on something comfortable, you know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, this is a business when you cut through all the red tape, you know. For you, what has it been like for you? Of course, being an independent artist, but having such a positive feedback from so many listeners, because when you go through the social media websites from Twitter, Facebook, and so forth, and also the jazz charts, you're seeing people from out of the country, outside the United States, are giving rave reviews about the album. How does it make you as an artist?
It's it's very satisfying. The reviews have been very critical and very positive. And so I really cannot be more happy about that. It's something I've wanted for a long time, but now that it's happening, it feels a little surreal. You know, it's like, okay, here we go. You know, with the radio airplay in, as well as the reviews, the reception has just been wonderful. So all I can say is I'm very grateful, you know, for the opportunity. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and you know, release more albums and stretch a little bit musically in some different directions. You know, I don't think every album is going to sound exactly like this. You know, right now I'm focused on this one, and I just want to share it with as many folks as I can.
It's amazing that you said that, because it's like when you put out a great product or a great project, then it's like, okay, you're satisfied as for right now. For right now, what are you going to do to top it? And it becomes surreal to the point, wait a minute, let me enjoy what I'm doing
yeah.
right now. Let me enjoy what I'm doing right now. But then, you know how listeners are. We want more, we want more, we want more.
Yeah.
For you, you mentioned earlier working with Paul Brown, and I like to use the analogy. It's like having Linus's blanket. You're comfy and cozy. It fits you. You fit, you know, it's your yin
yes.
to your yang. What is it with Paul that brings out that extra best in you as a musician?
Well, you know, to be honest, when Paul and I first, after he said yes to doing the project, when we started working together, it was a little challenging because it's the first time I've actually worked with a producer. I've produced all my own albums in the past, or I've been featured on someone else's album. But this was a very different situation. I really had to let go of my own ego, of my own I had strong opinions about some of the compositions, about how I felt they should go as a composer. And I had to just let it go and trust Paul. And so that trust built, and then, you know, then we had a good flow going, and we were moving in the right direction. But in the very beginning, it was like, you know, just something I had to work through. And so I'm so glad that I did let go, because, like I said, the album has become so much bigger than just me. And working under Paul, you know, his mentorship was a really, really great experience.
But you know what? I think that something, having that kind of experience, it makes you a better musician, because I know for every artist that's used to producing their own music, it is a huge step to allow someone in their framework to say, okay, I'm going to relinquish some control and allow someone
yeah.
else to give me direction. And we may have two completely different perspectives on how I see things or how I want the music to flow. I go back to this movie, great one to me, one of the great movies of all time, called Whiplash. And I said, you know what, it is, you have that kind of control, but at the same time, you want somebody to guide you and take you to another level. And at the end of the day, again, you did both of you did a fantastic job. So let's get into it, of course. The hit single, the title track from the new album, Connected, of course, featuring the legendary Mr. Paul Brown and Mark Etheridge with Connected, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. the title cut, Connected, Mark Etheridge featuring Grammy Award-winning producer Paul Brown. Lord have mercy. The CD can be purchased at this very moment on iTunes, Google Play, of course, and also on CD Baby and Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by Mark's official website. That's at MarkEtheridge.com. You can also catch up with him on Facebook at Facebook.com/MarkEtheridge. And last but certainly not least, on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/Mark_Etheridge. Mark, it was truly a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Much continued success. This is your second home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, man. We love the new CD, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
And remember, family, the new CD is available right now, man. Continued success and God bless.
Thanks so much.
All right. The incredible Mark Etheridge here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. And remember, family, support not good, not mediocre, great music, substance at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. And speaking of substance, my goodness, I'm trying to get myself in the groove, so to speak. You know, the teddy bear does his best work at night, but it's okay. We're in the mid to latter part of the afternoon, but we can roll with it. We can definitely roll with it. We can make some things happen. Marley Monroe, Boomerang, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Where are we going, love? If we just keep bending up, riding back in the same place. Baby, such a bitter place. Is it more than my heart can take? Will it keep beating till it breaks? And if you're the end of me,
yet they don't see, can't believe. Our life is complete, 'cause I've only got to hear your voice, then chills run down my spine. No pretending like I have a choice. I'm glad you're mine. I'm glad you're mine.
We told them we were wed and loved.
Oh,
we gave
them
in to love. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
And since then we've been true to love.
Ever since then we've
been true to love. Me and you.
How the years have gone by, as we work to raise our family. Sure we laugh, sometimes cry. Our life is complete, 'cause I've only got to feel your touch. When flames begin to rise, never knew that I could love so much. But in your eyes, I see my life.
She dropped the but somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do when he just can't take no more?
What's a man
to do? What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now I've tried and tried again, but now tell me what's the use of holding on if we can't be friends?
I'm emotional,
and I can't. I had no choice. What was there for us was to terminate our love and be free.
What's a man to do when he just can't take no more?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now we've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me what.
Talise, as we debut her new album, her fantastic new album,
gorgeous chaos. Yes, Lord. And speaking of gorgeous, my goodness, we definitely have some soothing music on the way, some new music on the way, of course, from that other teddy bear, Ruben Studdard. Yeah, we got some new music from him along the way. But speaking of new music, let's get into it. Here's the latest from the legend, Chris Jasper, from the title track from his upcoming CD due out this September. Share with me here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Pictures of you and I, forever side. secrecy within you unfold. You can lie all you want. We can put up a front. Cause nothing is as it seems. Dark hours and broken dreams.
Yes, you do. Doing dirt, stealing my heart away. everything with you. All I was going through, now dark skies are simple, eyes are here to see. I was true to you. I finally settled down. You gon' turn around and betray the trust I had in you. It's not a sin. After all I treated you. You give life with everything I am. I need for you to be happy. Now slowly, the life of love you breathe into my heart is slipping away, dying a day. It's lonely. Never thought I'd live to see disrespecting me. Thank you.
Jesse Boykins, the third Restless Dreamer, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, had to take you back just a little bit, Glenn Lewis, It's Not Fair, yes, Lord. And to make sure you get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Yeah, join the natural organic movement. Real music. We want an R&B, jazz, gospel. We want it shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTO The Comfort Zone. And Facebook. My goodness, so much pertinent information. Also on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTO The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, just kind of step back, rewind just a little bit. While you're at the official website, you want nonstop 365, yeah, 365 days a year, including leap year, nonstop live streaming music at the Comfort Zone. We got what you need. I seen the need, and I'm here to fulfill that need. Jesse Campbell, When You Cry, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
I know. Never told you.
No,
no, no, no, no,
oh.
No, no.
Yeah. I'm gonna
say,
and I'm gonna
Jesse Powell here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. Yeah, the doors are getting ready to close on the lounge, and we'll be heading back to the Milky Way, but no need to fear. The Teddy Bear Show return tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome gifted vocalist Lauren Talese as we debut her fantastic new album, Gorgeous Chaos. Cannot wait to have that very talented lady on the show. It's been fun, always been stimulating and gratifying, extra creamy, shaken but never stirred, as I've always said, from Istanbul to Paula Abdul. If it's soulful, if it's real, if it provides substance and soothing to your Lord have mercy, we will definitely play it here. To my staff, thank you so much for handling business, and to all the many listeners and supporters out there in the social media world, thank you so much for standbying LOTO Radio, the comfort zone, as I love you. You show so much love to me, Lord have mercy. Until tomorrow night, I'm going to close it with Johnny Britt. I tried in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. God bless.
But it was all in vain. I tried and tried to forget your face.